an emotional homecoming in Japan today. Five Japanese citizens who were kidnapped by North Korean agents more than 20 years ago returned to the cheers and embrace of family and friends. According to North Korea, the five are the only survivors of the 13 Japanese nationals who were abducted and forced to teach Japanese language and customs to North Korean spies. They're in Japan for just a brief visit, and they weren't allowed to bring their children. Joining us now from Tokyo is the BBC's Charles Scanlon. Charles, it must have been a pretty emotional scene at the airport.
Yes, there were some smiles as they emerged from the aircraft chartered by the Japanese government. Lots of tears as well as they hugged relatives that they haven't seen for more than two decades. For many years, these people had effectively been given up for dead. Over the years, the relatives came to realize that they had been kidnapped by North Korea, but it was a real battle to convince the Japanese authorities of that and then to force the North Korean government to admit that they'd done this and to return them.
Mm-hmm. Many of these people had just been snatched off the beach, essentially.
Yes, all the five survivors, it's interesting, were all taken from a similar part of the country. It all happened within a few weeks in the summer of 1978. Two of them were couples just out walking for an evening stroll near the beach, grabbed from behind, tied up, stuffed into sacks, and then taken by boat to North Korea. The fifth was a 19-year-old nurse who was out with her mother walking back from the shops. She never saw her mother again. She's presumed dead.
What did the folks who returned today for this visit have to say about what happened to them?
Virtually nothing at all. They did give a news conference a little bit after their arrival. Each one made the briefest statement imaginable, just saying, "I'm pleased to be here," something like that. And with those comments, they left the conference and left their relatives to speak on their behalf. But it seems that even in the few hours that they'd been chatting, the drive from the airport to the hotel, they hadn't even confided in their relatives. There is a reason for all this caution. It's because they've had to leave their own children behind in North Korea. They're effectively still under the control of the North Koreans. The relatives here believe the children are being held effectively as hostages and that these people are going to have to go back again after 10 days or so.
Yeah, and I would presume that's upset a lot of people in Japan.
Yes, people really find it difficult to understand how North Korea can still be calling the shots in this case. After all, it was very humiliating for the North Koreans to admit to these abductions after denying it so strenuously for so long and having to apologize face-to-face to the Japanese Prime Minister. And yet, despite that, they're still playing games. And they haven't been honest either about the eight Japanese who died in North Korea, the ones who didn't make it home. They've given extremely unlikely explanations that these people all died in car accidents or diseases, and that none of their remains available for checks because they were washed away in floods. It's really not terribly convincing. And the Japanese public are demanding the complete freedom of the survivors and the true story as to what really happened.
Is there any hope that these people, these abductees, will at some point be able to bring their families from North Korea to Japan and return to their homeland?
Yes, this is what the Japanese government is pushing very hard for. They're demanding that the North Koreans give these people complete freedom. And it does seem that the Japanese are holding most of the cards now. North Korea really is desperate for Japanese help, for Japanese diplomatic recognition, and particularly economic aid. The United States policy is very tough towards North Korea at the moment. There's about to be a change of government in South Korea. So I think that the Japanese government assumes the North Koreans are going to have to play ball at some time.
Charles Scanlon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon speaking with us from Tokyo.